Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This was a moment for me at the Warriors Summit the other day. Because I don't know, now, people may not know, you don't know John Dickinson.
Oh, I do.
Right? I know you do.
Yeah.
And it's not like JD's any stranger to our airwaves. But, and JD, he doesn't lack for opinion or whatever, being forthright. But the emotion, like the just, wah, let it out, spit it out all over the place. We don't see that every day. Warriors Summit. The topic goes to Klay Thompson. Look what ends up happening with our own John Dickinson.
Klay Thompson has to get a grip.
Thank you.
This offseason. And Klay Thompson has to understand that for the time being, he's no longer a max player. Now, he can prove himself to be a max player by coming out next year and being an all-star and being efficient and putting in the work in the offseason. The thing that, and this was a, I think he exemplified one of the Warriors' biggest problems this season, which was the inability to acknowledge the fact that you weren't quite good enough. You weren't quite as good as you used to be. And rather than being stubborn about it, change your game a little bit. Take better shots. Understand on nights where you're a little bit cold that you got to keep the ball moving and get it back, and just quit being so freaking stubborn. That to me was the biggest problem Klay Thompson had this season. He has to get a grip on that and not let the bad games kill you. His bad games absolutely killed you. We can talk about great month. We can talk about 40% from three and 300 makes. Like, we can get into all of that, and there's some good things in there, but his bad games basically were automatic losses because they were so bad they completely wrecked the game. You got to limit the bad games.
Okay, so there was some passion that continued to come out with regard to Klay Thompson. Klay's got to get a grip. All right. Klay is such, as even Guru would say, we keep talking today about made men. You know, Brandon Crawford, Klay Thompson, how do you handle all that? Klay's got to get a grip is an interesting thought, because I started thinking about, and wait till you hear what Steve Kerr said, that we called the most under-discussed portion of the entire exit interview process. We'll play that for you in just a second. Your call's welcome on this at 888-957-9570. You listen to JD, and I start to think about, man, I don't know if this hit me exactly this way during the season, but as I'm starting to piece everything together, it's starting to become a lot more clear what JD's talking about, which is that Klay Thompson, when he goes 3-for-19 against the Lakers, when
loss.
He keeps shooting, even when the shot's not falling, it's not just that. It's not just the stats. It's not just his jumper. It's the way he handled last offseason. It's the way that every time the shot is off, his first thought is, this team needs me to go find it. I have to find my shot. Rather than ever going, tonight's not my night. Let's bake this thing in a different way. And then what really got me this year, and I don't know if I knew exactly why until now, but I mentioned this at the summit also. From the moment he did it, I kept not feeling right whenever he kept flashing four fingers. Four rings.
Right.
We got four rings. The reason I didn't like it is because every time he did it, the Warriors were getting blasted by 25 points.
Yeah.
So Clay's reaction to things going poorly, my shot's not falling, we're losing by 30, is to what? Live in the past.
Lean on the past, exactly. Lean on the championships.
Ay, ay, ay. That is not the place where you want to go.
No.
I don't think, and I mean this no matter who you are or what you do. Do not lean on the past. Do not live in the past. There's nothing for you there. Sure, history is great, and yes, a resume and all of that, but there's a reason we call it the past. It's past.
It's already happened, yeah. And no one will ever look at Klay Thompson's career and look at anything other than the greatness of four championships and the 37-point quarter and the Claymaker game and all the rest of it. Klay Thompson has things already on his resume that are untouchable and they are incontrovertible. But what are we doing now between here and the end of Klay's career? Is there more that you can still do? JD made an interesting point in that rant, and I'm glad you played it, because we were doing the summit at Buon Vino, and I didn't have a chance to really listen to every word of it. I knew that he was running hot, and I was looking at JD three seats away going, my God, JD, you're the MVP of this whole dang thing, because he was hot.
Well, you got one in right off the top. You gave him a thanks. You did. Did you hear it?
No, let's hear it.
Yeah, can I play a little bit of it? We got it.
Please.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Klay Thompson has to get a grip.
Thank you.
This offseason.
That's Joe Shasky.
It is?
Thank you.
It is?
That is Shasky.
Thanks.
Okay, there's your thanks.
Yeah, play it again.
Okay, well.
Play it just the first few
Thompson
seconds.
Has to get a grip.
Thank you.
This offseason.
Shasky.
And Klay Thompson has to understand.
Man. You sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Can you identify yourself?
Thanks.
Can confirm it is Joe Shasky. Watch it on YouTube. Right. You can see it.
Thank you, Grandy.
To JD's Shasky point. Does a good Dan Dibley
impression. JD is right. Klay Thompson this year had 26 games in which he shot less than 40% from the floor. The Warriors were 9-17 in those games. Now, that's not to put all of the losses on Klay Thompson, but JD made a great point in that rant. When Klay had a bad game, the Warriors lose that basketball game. And in fact, of his eight poorest shooting games this year from the floor, they only won one of those. The other seven were losses. 1 of 8, 2 of 9, 3 of 13, a couple of them, a pair of 4 of 17s, a 5 of 21, and a 5 of 17. When Klay was bad, he usually didn't shy away from continuing to shoot. And when he continued to shoot, when he was missing, that led to losses.
So
points to JD.
Here is the most under-discussed portion of the entire
It's time you deliver.
Interview process, right? Steve Kerr. Take a listen to this, because if Kerr is to take any criticism over the last couple of weeks, it's what? Stuck with the big three too much. He believes in the big three too much. He didn't play the young guys. Big three, big three, big three. Well, he did have one criticism of the big three, and it's right here.
With two major injuries behind him, this is a time where he's got to be more prepared than ever for the first day of training camp. Not only physically, you know, handling the injuries and the strength and conditioning part of everything, but also understanding that as you get older, you've got to get better in areas you can improve upon. You can't rely on the same things you could rely on at 28 or 27. So there are areas where he can get better, and he's going to focus on those things this summer and come in and have a great year next year.
I think it's so fascinating. I mean, everything about that suggests that the Warriors had a sit down with Klay, and we've heard some things.
Right.
I'll tell you, we've heard some things. It's been a little bit under the radar, but there have been some who've put out there that at times, even in the middle of the playoffs, the Warriors locker room sat Klay down and was like, man, you if you're going to be missing all your shots, you can't keep taking all the shots. Can't do that. And even if you are missing, you can take shots when they're open, but you can't be taking these not open shots, right? No heat checks when you're not on fire. Stop heat checking when there's no heat. Listen to what he said there. Klay is going to have to get better at some other things. You can't keep expecting that you do the same things that you did when you were 28. What is Steve Kerr saying? You're living in the past.
Right. He's also saying come in to camp next year in shape, because he didn't come in shape. And if you look at his splits, and I'm looking at it right now, through the end of November, he shot 40% from the floor, and he averaged 17 points a game. He was a volume shooter. He was not an accurate shooter, and he relied on the three too much. What I hear Steve Kerr say is, Clay, you're at a point now where you got to find different ways to be resourceful on the offensive end. And I remember Clay being more of a post-up player. Obviously, he's not a big man, and he can't post up all the time. But when you get a smaller guard on you, you can post up. You can get to the mid-range game. You can get to the foul line. These are things that I thought he got away from this year. He settled too often for what you're talking about, the heat check three.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Everything is there, whether you want to listen to the show as it's happening or after the fact and all the interviews, everything. Subscribe on the free Odyssey app and Twitch and YouTube. Thank you for being here. Comcast Business Text Line, and we're always taking your calls at 888-957-9570. This is something that maybe is a hybrid of what everyone's talking about. Like, I heard Bonte talking about this the other day, and I do think after the Warriors Summit, this is where some of us need to sit. We're going to take a big, deep breath and realize that there are 1,000 different opinions right now on the Warriors, and there's no proof that any one of them are right. Just for the sake of conversation and ideas, I put out on Twitter that trade idea with the Warriors and the Boston Celtics. And if you didn't hear that over the last handful of days, the idea was Poole, Kuminga, and Wiggins in exchange for Jaylen Brown and Malcolm Brogdon. That is for the discussion purposes. Do you want to do something? Do you want to swing big? Do the Celtics want to get off of Jaylen Brown? Where those contracts sit in a way makes sense for the two teams. I also understand the emotion of it. I know Warrior fans don't want to get rid of Andrew Wiggins, and I know that Jaylen Brown's about to be due for a Supermax. That tweet has gotten almost, and I have to check it might be over, a million impressions, and I have been... You would not believe the unmentionable things that have been said to me solely because that trade idea is out there. So I understand all of the emotion and the different opinions that are out there. Here's one on which I think we all can agree. If the big three are back, it has to have a renewed feel. So you don't necessarily need to make big changes, but those you don't change need to change. And I think that's what Steve Kerr's talking about. Run it back can mean two different things. It can mean the similar roster, or it can mean you're banging your head against the wall. If Klay Thompson shows up next year and shows anybody four fingers in the middle of being down by 24 points in the third quarter, I swear, I think I'm turning the TV off. I have no interest in seeing that anymore. That is not relevant for today. That is the past. It's not where you want to live.
Right.
Steph, Clay, and Dre will always have a past. The question
right
now... And
they will always have four rings.
Right. And the question now is if they have a current and if they have a future.
And can they get number five? And that's where it is a little frustrating. And, you know, the trash talk comes in. And if you feel like the only thing you have to fire back with is four rings, that's like the old, you know, if you're getting into a verbal sparring with a buddy in grammar school or whatever, and you go to your mama material, it's like, really? That's We're going right. to my mom. So my mom wears combat boots. Yeah, she's a military veteran, okay? Right. Score one for you there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what that felt like when we had to get to.
Not what she told me last night.
Exactly. Right. Your mama undercooks her meatloaf or whatever, whatever the comeback was. And believe me, I was at the forefront of all that stuff.
Undercooked meatloaf is gross. But
you
anyway,
know I
yeah,
would always
yeah.
go low.
Soft.
You go high, and I'm going to go so low. So low. Your boy, the cheap shot artist. My mouth was my only weapon. Totally. I'm kind of with you when it comes to that, like four rings. Okay, fine. But now we're going to be in another year, and this past year, you didn't get past the conference semifinals. So let's turn the page and see if we can get ring number five. But I'm more interested in Clay changing in other more meaningful ways, not his demeanor or his behavior. Although JD made a good point, too, about Clay's anger kind of killing the vibe of the season, because Clay did have, and maybe part of it was that four rings retort, but he played with a certain amount of anger and a chip on his shoulder all year.
He did. You can feel that in people, you know, and I get it. It's people who have been through some things. I mentioned this, the lovely Christy and I were talking about this. I mentioned to you a week ago that we went and saw Joe Coy down in San Jose. And one of my reactions to the show, I don't know if all of you are familiar. Some of you are familiar with Joe Coy's comedy, some not. But I walked out of the show and I went, you know, and I've watched all of his Netflix specials. And by the way, he's got a couple more coming, apparently, he announced at that show. But I'm a big fan of his. But one of the things I said is, like, boy, he does his whole show in a mic drop sort of a way. Like, Joe is filling out an arena. He is selling out the SAP Center. Yet, he's one of these people that's always trying to prove something. He has been diminished and dismissed in his life. And in fact, he even talks about it. Netflix said no a bunch of times. So he went and recorded it himself. And then Netflix saw it and then they bought it. So now he's a rich man and that's great. But he's still ticked at Netflix for the way they treated him the first time. Institutional racism being a big part of it.
Yeah.
And so I get it. I fully get it. And I support it. Joe deserves to say whatever he wants to say because he won. But he does his whole... His whole performance is in this, like, yeah, yeah, it's a, like, take that.
Yeah.
That's my comedy, and I crushed it, and look at this arena. Bang, I'm going to sign all your autographs, and I'm out flying to the next city. And it feels like Clay is in that space a little bit, too. And again, so there's nothing wrong with it, because I dig it with Joe, but I don't know. It feels like there's a shelf life to that. It's the anger that you're talking about.
Right.
And actually, I believe, was it Judy and Moraga who finished the Warriors Summit with tears in her eyes, one of the most amazing moments I've seen in the history
of
radio.
Pretty cool, yeah.
And she was one of a few people who that day said, what's lost with the Warriors is their joy.
Yeah.
And that is what we should be talking about right now, more so than Draymond and he's mad and trade Jordan. Kuminga needs minutes. And Clay's over there declining all of the opinions we have. The Warriors were always about joy. And they lost it this year. And you got to go find a way to get that back. If you do that, I don't care that much who's on your roster.
Well, it's hard to do.
Start there, and then we'll go from there.
Because the joy is fleeting, because it hasn't always been there. And you can think about the second year of Kevin Durant, and he even said, I thought we were doing joy. And he was kind of derisively making fun of the ethos of the team because there was no joy in Mudville because Draymond and KD were at odds. So the joy hasn't always been there. And you're always going to be on that razor's edge of having joy or no joy when you've got Draymond Green on your team, because Draymond plays, he does play with joy, but in his own way. And if you do something wrong, the joy is gone in that moment. He will bark at you. He will correct you. If you're the head coach, the GM, heck, even maybe the owner, I haven't seen it to that level, but Draymond Green is going to check you if you do something wrong. And if you have Jordan Poole on the team, I don't know if you can have that same level of joy after Draymond Green punched him in the face in training camp and received no punishment. Wow. So can there be joy with those two people in the room going into another season?
That's a really interesting question.
I have the answer.
Do you?
The answer is no.
Yeah. That's an interesting question, because I would actually, I wonder if Jordan Poole has ever been that kind of a player. Jordan Poole goes from the G League, works his butt off, becomes a big-time player, gets the bag, money time, money time. And that, where does that come from? You hit a three in Denver, money time! That's anger. That's a mic drop. That's a release. I want to make sure I'm clear. I have no issue with this. It's how a lot of us live our lives. I've done this for many years. And have been told by people close to me, okay, you don't need to prove anyone wrong anymore. You're here, right? How many sports radio hosts do we have Monday through Friday in the Bay Area? It's not a lot, right? And so, like, I'm never not thankful. I'm never, ever, ever not thankful. But also, for some of us, it's hard to rid yourself. I know you're one of these people, too.
Oh, how dare you?
It's hard to rid yourself of trying to prove someone wrong, whoever that detractor, that voice was in your life.
It's Mark Grandy. He's right behind me.
I hate Mark Grandy. Well,
I thought the buzzer would have worked there too, but
thanks.
Exactly.
That red pumpkin.
See? He's coming for me, Mark.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on edge.
You gotta prove him wrong.
Always.
You gotta prove him wrong.
I'd prove him right more often than not.
That's why those cheeks are so red.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you're right, and we all
to get out of that.
In an ego business, and you know, our job is less about wins and losses as Clay and Draymond and them, but our job does have that win-loss element to it with ratings and revenue and whatever, job loss and job gain and whatnot. But if you're in that arena, that high-profile arena where your standings are publicized each and every day, your averages, your shooting percentage, everything you do is statified, reported on, tweeted, and scrutinized, it's hard to not have that level of, but I've won four.
Sure.
You know, that edginess.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And by the way, I also wonder if we're over here in fantasy land and it's actually not true. In other words, let me throw this at you. Steph and Clay look like they've always played with joy, but have they? They call themselves the Petty Kings just last year.
Right.
They show up with receipts. They're ripping Jaren Jackson Jr. in post-party celebration championship mode. Steph Curry's lighting the beam when the whole thing is over. Let's not kid ourselves and act like they're just these kind little flowers that show up to the, oh gosh, right. We got threes and they go in.
Oh, the shimmy shake and all the rest of it.
Aisha's at home and there's beautiful little kids and we're on IG and then we cook and have dinner and go to bed. These dudes are crazy competitors. They're nuts. It's like you just said. How's this team playing? Oh, they've got this reputation. They play with joy. Draymond Green's on the team. He looked like he played with joy.
Exactly.
That man's whole life is an angry streak. And there's nothing wrong with it. I get it. So maybe it's also, have we fallen prey to Stephen Clay's way? They're very different. They grew up around the game. Their dads were big-time NBA players. Clay's this dude who loves the ocean. He's floating around out there. I'm on a boat. And Steph, that right, the smiling assassin, the baby face, all of that. I don't know that they haven't always played with a mic drop.
They have, but there's a certain amount of joy that you get from watching them play. And, you know, this year, whether it was Jordan Poole or Jonathan Kuminga or James Wiseman who couldn't crack the rotation, it didn't feel like this group was cohesive. Whether or not it's joy, pettiness, edginess, whatever, they didn't have that same, we're pulling on the same rope ethos that they normally have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.